Lei sonima sotio sokati rupan sukratur panagietrias lei sonima sorobler buat kun man lano lei salana main fi shida edna di katina suat ya rab ijalna mustahaqqin an naqul bi shukr abana lladhi fis samawat Christus and Picut and Avathus. And that no matter what you are talking to Christum and I know. On your Kunibu. Shleel.
Ebiam Frost of Kissos in the
year in a palace. Mein Schöpfer mit dem Tod für mir wird bitten, ich von Neid und Not werden, mein Schoen, so mein Name, mein Sohn, wenn es zu uns. Je auf den Es gewandt, in den Gohren, auf den Wein zu nehmen, und auf den Herrn, schub den Herrn, die uns wehren, und hat die Tänen, in den Schariatai, und Uthai. Ent auf on, mein Entiehu, er auf Hupas, der Fanen, und Kumpai, Ego, und so am Wein, im Nego, Tier und Teppen, Onch. Erini rivenin japi panduratur Shoyis pannutin Oma salogon da patukrantun da fadar var logon en sevian Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition. For you have called us, helped us, called us, accepted us, you spirit us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
Pray that God may have mercy and compassion on us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints, for that which is good on our behalf at all times. And forgive us our sins.
Lord, have mercy. Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness and love of mankind, grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. All in the temptation of the wake of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men, and the rising of our enemies. Hidden and manifesting them away from us and from all your people and from this holy church that is yours. But those things which are good and profitable do provide for us, for it is you who have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and upon all the power of the enemy.
Thank you.
Of Christos ite.
Again, let us ask on the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask and entreat your goodness, all of our mankind. Remember, O Lord, the souls of your servants who have fallen asleep, our fathers and our brethren. Lord, graciously, O Lord, repose all their souls in the bosom of our holy fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Sustain them in a green pasture beside still waters in the paradise of joy, the place out of which grief, sorrow, and groaning have fled away in the light of your sins. Raise up their mothers also on the day which you have appointed, according to your true promises, which are without lie. Grant them the good things of your promises, that which an eye has not seen nor ear heard, neither have come upon the heart of man, the things which you, O God, have prepared for those who love your holy name. For there is no death for it is your servant, but a departure, even if any negligence or heedlessness has overtaken them as men, since they were clothed in flesh and dwelt in this world. O God, as the good one and lover of mankind, graciously accord, O Lord, to repose and forget them, your servants, the Orthodox Christians who are in the world. From sunrise to sunset, and from north to south, each one by his name, and each one by name. O Lord, repose them and forgive them, for none is pure from blemish, even though his life on earth be a single day. As for those, O Lord, those souls you have taken, repose them, and may they be worthy of the kingdom of the heavens. As for us, O Lord, grant us our Christian perfection, that would be pleasing unto you, and give them and us a share and inheritance with all your saints. Because worthy, pray to you, thank you, our Father, who art in heaven. Then it was those when showing some and the to have been. Et o importunus in sine ventimas notis mavim pie Christus. Verete et os min sine in pie oinen tas vivere sos venudi divantinus tuem. In partenus maniam sotum cum suam tu grum sancit anun denge sitim et romi. Erene oti partenus iuru emmi eriti nice repciusum te pengenus arec funan in emmenu iu. Repsol senem Mariam, chenni fiu et saem, shoi sao in amem besmeneri testovem oferi egon. Solo manuti eros can be going to Nigo, the sole one touch fairy tobonis and me erun salim. Cherene oti parthenus, uro emmi eritini, cherep chushon te pingenus an egg funan in emmenuil. Such finarci angelus eo irato verem nos viem thum vivum durator shem shem mistin eonetib. My good, that we can be Urien, Sidonkin, Sarantin, Namananin, I Nation Lef, and I Nitom Nitom, Varejum Pison. Tevtoeres viteros kendeglis endanishon misevos serof kanome tatmon kev oche vodem ko emos. Agio Satanatos es muete ke clearon away in whatever you name them to kirini oils of them beclaus. Of Shangos be a little, a shot in any field where we are moji, or give some in a little, every old fine no tipe. Bon ton of Grandjan Missy, in Tenio, me for a monk and so on his vineyards of Tiro, and his spirit. And the Deus Nim Matthias, Paulus Nim Marcus Nim Lucas, and then Danny Mazi, it is Ned Almoshin, some in so dear. Roshin of Evil, a general, Kayetif, Alan Sajiafo, Shavrin, Stakumini. Kyrios bet Marcos vi avosolo solo vi evangelistin vi vzrekani im kalen tebe mnogen sin noti. Ak entene von kene kaki e kune pi oire miakti moni boi kente bong da vi evesti von kene tve. Erena comantiro cerevi evangelisti cerevi al solo somar cosi te oremos. Erena comantiro cerevi shoengen eon cerevi atloforos pia choise burgoen geos. Erena comantiro cerevi choingengeneon cerevi atlonforos filopatir mercurios. Erena comantiro cerevi choingengeneon cerevi atlonforos pi agius avomino. Cena con tiro cere mi chengene o cere mi atloforos ki Georgios Rakuti. Erena con tiro cere mi chengene o cere mi atloforos abas nuna pimuna kos. Shenin yotin dike ostav shevim kal verison, shereni atloforos ni martiron sintin agran. Shenin yotin dike ostav shevim kal verison, shereni atloforos ni martiron sintin echmim.
Shenin yotin dike ostav shevim kal verison, shereni atloforos
Sen yoten dike ostav shevem kalveri son shereni atlo forus nimam tiro senti fayum. Sen yoten dike ostav shevem kalveri son shereni atlo forus. Serbeniyot avan tonios bechem sendeni met monakon serbeniyot avan pavli bimeni tebe Christos. Yot convince let me be on some patriarchs of a kerellos pimasu, pimin in the becher and stones. Rubin Thorne, some say, on can even charge it a kinky to a gentleman town to coast to Embartinus and see Univin. سلامك أيتها الناظر الملك الحقيقي الحقاني سلام لفخر جنسنا ولدتي لنا عمانوئيل Lord Jesus Christ, our God, we said to his saintly disciples and honored apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to eat the things which we have not heard them. As for you, blessed are your eyes for they see and your ears for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Remember also our mass of those who have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers, which we offer up unto you, O Lord our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them, those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all. Φρόνεμ εμψόν στενιγόμ κύριε βλούσουν εκ του κάτω Ματθείων Αγίου Ευαγγείου του Ανάγνωσμου.
Ασύ Κύριε. Εφού
بخوفنا أمام الله وأنصة لسماع الإنجيل المقدس فصل شريف من بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا ماري متى البشير والتلميذ الطاهر بركاته
Ενσωμένο δε βενσωτήνο, μενούρο τυρίνη, σωμερή, σωσή ψήνε, με φνούτι, ετ αγκ πιο, ούνα φσόλνε, πιο, φόα, πενούτι, πιο.
Σε κύριε.
From the Psalms of our Father David the Prophet and the King, may his blessing be with us all. Amen. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteousness judgments. I will keep your
statutes.
Blessed is he that comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of our living God, whom is glory forever and ever. Amen. Immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he sent the multitude away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when evening came, he was alone there, but the boat was now in the middle of the sea, tossed by the waves of the wind, was astray. Now in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went to them walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a ghost." And they cried out for fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." So he said, "Come." And when Peter had come down out of the boat, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw that the wind was boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when he got into the boat, the wind ceased. Then those who were in the boat came and worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." When they had crossed over, they came to the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent out into all the surrounding region, brought to him all who were sick, and begged him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched it were made perfectly well.
Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Give us every day.
Христос Ісус Бенчур.
Та скифалон Симон, ти керів клинати.
Овіон су кірі.
Роцхомен фемутов в амі.
Кірі не панці. Омаз the Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son and Logos of God the Father, who has broken every bond of our sins, through his saving, life-giving sufferings, who breathed into the face of his saintly disciples and holy apostles and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Now also, our Master, you have given grace through your holy apostles to those who for a time labor in the priesthood in your church, to forgive sin upon the earth and to bind and to loose every bond of our iniquity. Now also we ask and entreat your goodness all over mankind, to your servants, my fathers, my brethren, my weakness, those who bow their heads before your holy glory, dispense unto us your mercy and lose every bond of our sins. If I have committed any sin against you, now beyond long, trunk, short, and deed and word, from faint heartedness, no master who knows the weakness of men is the good and fair unto who can grant us the forgiveness of our sins. Bless us, purify us, make us absolved, and all your people absolved. Fill us with the fear and strengthen us unto your holy goodwill. For you are our God, the glory, the honor, the dominion, the adoration, and you to good for the Holy Spirit, the life giver, who is of an essence with you now at all times and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Thank for our Father who art in heaven. Go in peace, the peace of the Lord be with you. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Now you can. Michael Gawargi will give us a talk about our Lord Jesus Christ walking in the water, subject of this little, of this gospel of tonight.
Congratulations, tonight we all get one extra hour of sleep, or you could split the hour and come half an hour early to Mass and sleep an extra half an hour if you like. As you just heard, the Vespers Gospel is the famous miracle of the Lord walking on water and calling to St. Peter to walk on water. And we want to take five quick points from tonight's reading, and we're going to cheat and use the meditations of the early church fathers. Two specific fathers will use their meditations, St. John Chrysostom and St. Chromatius, and we'll hear what they have to say about the reading of tonight. But first of all, I'll just bring it back up on the screen. As you see, it says immediately from Matthew 14, immediately Jesus made his disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side. Does anyone know what happened just before this miracle? Before the Lord made his disciples get into the boat while he sent the multitudes away. There's a hint. He sent the multitudes away. So just before the passage that we heard read to us, just before this miracle, there was the miracle of feeding the multitudes. So the Lord had just finished feeding the 5,000 men plus the women and children from 5 loaves and 2 fish. And as you know, his disciples made the people sit down in groups of 50, and they distributed, and everyone had enough and to spare, and 12 baskets of the leftover fragments were taken up by them. So each of the disciples had a basket full of fragments that he could carry with him to the boat. And the Lord sent his disciples into the boat while he sent the multitudes away. So we're going to go through tonight's reading, but there's 5 portions that we want to just meditate quickly on each of the 5. The first part is Jesus feeds. Jesus feeds, he gives. Jesus fed the multitude, and then he sent the disciples away by boat, sent the multitudes away, and then Jesus went on the mountain by himself to pray all night. So that's the first part. We could call it Jesus feeds. The second part, and we'll come back to this, is the disciples are now in the middle of the sea, and it's in the darkest hour of the night, in the 4th watch, and the night was split into 4 watches. So the first watch is, say, 3 hours between the evening hours of 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Second watch between, say, 9 p.m. till midnight. Third watch is until 3 in the morning. And the 4th watch is from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. So they were in that 4th watch in deep water, probably about 5 or 6 kilometers away from the shore they left. And they were in a windstorm being tossed and turned. And Jesus goes to them in the 4th watch and gives them comfort. At first, they're afraid and they cry out saying, "It is a ghost." But Jesus immediately says, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." So Jesus, we said, the first part, Jesus gives. Now Jesus gives, or Jesus feeds. Now Jesus comforts and takes away the fear. Then, as you heard, Peter says, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." The Lord says, "Come." And Peter walks on the water while his eyes are focused on the Lord. And the moment he gets distracted and takes his focus away from the Lord, he begins to sink. So the third part, before Peter sinking, we could say Jesus commands. Jesus is in command, and he has authority over nature, and he commands Peter to come to him, and Peter comes. So Jesus feeds, Jesus comforts, Jesus commands. And then, as you know, Peter starts to sink and cries out, "Lord, save me." And immediately, the word immediately is repeated 3 times in this passage. Jesus immediately stretches out his hand and catches him and says, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt?" Jesus enters the boat and the wind ceased. So here we could say Jesus saves. And finally, after this, they get to the other side, and the people of the region recognize him and bring to him all kinds of people who are sick, and they beg him that they can just touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly well. So finally, the 5th part, we could say Jesus heals or has the healing touch. So throughout all this, we're going to come back to those 5 parts real quick and hear what the church forefathers had to say. But we hope that the Lord will increase our faith in him so that we could see that he alone is the one who can feed me, truly feed me, and truly feed me what's best for me at the right time. That's number one. Number two, he is the only source of true and everlasting comfort. He says, "Be of good cheer. It is I. Do not be afraid." He takes away the fear and fills me with comfort. Third, we will see how he is in command. He commands us to walk on the waters of this world, but to keep our eyes on him so that we do not sink. And fourth, we see that the Lord is, of course, the Savior, and when we cry out to him, as Peter did, immediately he stretched out his hand to save us. And last but not least, we will see that we want to continue to have faith in the healing power of the Lord. If we only touch the hem of his garment, we shall be made perfectly well. And some of the forefathers described the hem of the garment of the Lord as Saint Paul and his teachings, because Saint Paul was, if you will, even though the strongest in his ministry, he was the last of the apostles to join. So he's like the hem or the border of the garment of our Lord Jesus Christ. Touching the hem of his garment means taking from the teachings of Saint Paul to all the nations. Let's go back to the beginning now, and Jesus feeding. Like we said in Matthew 14, before walking on the water, the Lord had spent the whole day with the multitude. Spent the whole day feeding them, first of all, spiritually. He fed them with his life-giving words. And then when the day began to wear away, the disciples would have sent the multitude away, but the Lord insists on satisfying their earthly needs as well and feeding the multitude with the 5 loaves and the 2 fish. Here we see the Lord, the true bread of life, feeds us with his life-giving words spiritually, also takes care of feeding us materialistically and taking care of our physical needs. And of course, God willing, tomorrow we will come and he will feed us mystically and give us his own body and blood. So Jesus feeds us the 5 loaves, gives us our daily physical bread, feeds us his spiritual words, feeds us of himself, his life-giving flesh. And then after the multitudes had eaten and the disciples he had sent in the boat and he had sent the multitudes away, what does the Lord do? It's been a very, very long day. Did he sit back on the couch and watch the football game or hockey game or soccer game? Or did he just take a nap? What did the Lord do? After the long day, he goes up on the mountain by himself alone to pray. He spent the whole night in prayer, because as we heard, he came to them on the 4th watch. So he's after sending the whole multitude away, he spent all that time in prayer. So Jesus also feeds us through his prayers and teaches us how to pray. He who has, you could say, as God has no need to pray, but he as a perfect human, just like all of us, does pray. And let's hear what St. John Chrysostom comments. This is what St. Chrysostom says. He asks, for what purpose does he go up into the hills of the mountain? To teach us that solitude and seclusion are good when we are to pray to God. With this in mind, you see, we find him continually withdrawing into the wilderness. There he often spends the whole night in prayer, and this teaches us earnestly to seek quiet time, quietness in our prayers, as the time and place may afford. For the wilderness is the mother of silence. It is a calm and a harbor delivering us from all turmoils. Of course, it's fine if you don't have any other time to pray than perhaps to pray while taking the bus or driving to work, but it's also important to find 5, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, half an hour to dedicate in quiet time, reading the Lord's words and talking to him in seclusion. So this is the first part. We said Jesus feeds us physically, spiritually, mystically in communion, and feeding us and teaching us how to pray. The next part, we come to the 4th watch. And like we said, here we will see how Jesus comforts. Let's read also from St. John Chrysostom, his commentary. He says, the disciples are tossed on the waves again. Why does St. John says they're tossed on the waves again? Because a number of chapters back, we heard that the Lord was with the disciples in the boat, but he was sleeping while the boat was being tossed. So this is not the first time that they're in peril in the waters. However, previously the Lord was with them in the boat. St. John says, they're tossed by the waves again. They're in a storm, fully as bad as the previous one. And he comments that gently and by degrees, the Lord excites and urges his disciples on toward greater responsiveness, even to the point of bearing all things nobly. Whereas in the previous storm, they had him with them in the ship. Now they were alone by themselves. Even when he was asleep in the boat in the previous situation, he was ready to give them relief from danger. But now he was not present to them. We'll continue reading because St. John gives us five reasons why the Lord is doing what he did. Now he is leading them into a greater degree of challenge. Now he is not even present to them. He has departed, and in the middle of the sea, he permits a storm to rise. This was for their training, that they might not look for some easy hope or preservation from any earthly source. So one reason is for our training. He allows them to be tossed by the storm all night. This had the purpose of awakening their stony hearts. Maybe if it was just a light storm and the Lord came and solved it right away, well, it's no big deal. Maybe the water was going to stop on its own. So he was, number two, awakening my stony heart in a most complete way. And this is how Jesus dealt with the nature of their fear, which the rough weather and the timing had produced. He cast them directly in a situation in which they would have a greater longing for him and a continual remembrance of him. So St. John Chrysostom is saying this was to train us, to break the stony heart, to take away the fear, to have a greater longing for the Lord, and to remember this experience with the Lord so they can share the experience for the benefit of themselves and others. Another church forefather from the early Christian century, St. Chromatius, also notes that the walking of the Lord on the water was foretold in Old Testament prophecies. We hear, for example, Job the righteous. In Job chapter 9, he writes, "Who alone stretched out the heavens and walked on the sea as well as on the earth?" We also hear in the book of Sirach, Solomon writes, "I dwelt in the highest places and my throne was in a pillar of cloud. I orbited the heavenly sphere alone and walked on the waves of the sea." David, the psalmist, writes, "God, your way was through the sea, your path through the great waters," in Psalm 77. And Habakkuk, the prophet, writes, "The raging waters swept on, the deep gave forth its voice," in Habakkuk chapter 3. As we know, everything about the Lord, his coming on earth, his incarnation, up to his passion and his ascension, has been foretold in prophecy. And it's amazing to see even his walking on water has been foretold in Old Testament prophecy. St. Chromatius also notes that when we talk about the fourth watch of the night, we can take a spiritual significance from the four different watches. He says that the first watch of the night for the human race can be thought of the period of time from Adam to Noah. The second watch from Noah to Moses and the law. The third watch from Moses up to the coming, first coming of our Lord Jesus Christ or his incarnation. And in those first three watches, even before the Lord comes, he sends us protection through his angels and saints. In the first watch, protection is given to Abel and Seth and Enoch and Methuselah and Noah. And in the second watch, to Abraham, Melchizedek, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, in the third watch to Moses, Aaron, Joshua, and all the prophets and the righteous. Now the fourth watch marks when the Son of God himself was born in the flesh and suffered, the time that he had promised his disciples and his church, and then he promised his disciples and church, that he would always be with them after his resurrection. He comforted them. At the very end of the very last chapter of St. Matthew, you hear the Lord says, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." So this is very comforting. Jesus comforts us by saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." Jesus comforts us by saying, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age." Jesus comforts us by saying, "In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Jesus feeds, Jesus comforts, and now we move on to Jesus is in command and Jesus commands. The Lord knows that in the world we will have tribulation, and he told us that honestly. And yet he commands us to walk on the water of the world and not to drown into the affairs of the world. In the world you will have tribulation, but do not focus on the tribulation of the world. But the Lord says, focus on me. If my eyes are directed to him who created my eyes and created the water, if my senses are tuned to him, my thoughts are aligned with him, if my desire is to be with him, then I could hear his voice and I could discern and distinguish his voice from any other noise of the world. I can direct my attention to him and I can follow his commandments. He says, walk on water, okay. He says, this is my body, eat it and you will live, okay. He says, if I forgive my brother, I must forgive my brother, even if he sins against me 77 times, seven times, okay. He says, it is more blessed to give than to receive, okay. He says, to pray without ceasing, okay. Because when Jesus commands, I only need to say, okay, and obey. When times are good, Jesus commands, I obey. And when times and the sea is rough, Jesus commands and I obey. When I'm in the middle of the boisterous storm and I'm far from land and in deep water, and then the fourth watch, Jesus commands, I say okay. Easy to say okay if I keep my eye on him. Difficult to say okay if I'm distracted by everything that's going on around me and lose focus on what really matters. And there's a famous saying, you may know it, when you have a problem, don't tell God how big your problem is. Tell your problem how big God is. Don't tell God you have a big problem. Tell your problem you have a big God. God is here to feed, to comfort, and to command and take control and help us to live a peaceful life. Next, we move to Jesus saves. As you heard, St. Peter was doing well at first. He had faith in the Lord, and he kept his eyes on the Lord. But as soon as he moved his glance away, he began to have fear. And St. John Chrysostom has a very subtle observation about what happened. When St. Peter was walking on the water, what was more dangerous, the water or the wind? The water. The water could drown him. The sea was the greater threat. This is what St. John Chrysostom said. The sea was the greater threat. The wind was less. But as Peter was struggling with the sea, he was at the point suffering more anxiety from the violence of the wind than from the sea. And that's what caused him to have fear. St. John Chrysostom says, as humans, we're often that way. We feel exposed to the lesser danger, but don't even realize that we have a greater danger. And as an example, for example, many of us as parents, of course, we care for our children's physical well-being and education and health and all the stature, and are they going to get married or or what have you. So that's great that we have care for that. But the more important is their spiritual well-being. In reality, there's greater threat to, God forbid, their spiritual well-being than there is often for their physical. Because if we neglect the spiritual well-being, they may be the most wealthy and healthy and prosperous here on earth, but then they could lose their eternity. So St. John Chrysostom is reminding us to have a balance. Of course, we need to care for our children's well-being here on earth, but the more important thing is to focus on their spiritual well-being as well. St. Peter at first was acting out his faith, but then, as many times, ends up acting out of fear. But even in the midst of fear, he still has enough faith to cry out, "Lord, save me." And of course, the Lord immediately saves. Jesus saves, but I must cry out to him. Jesus saves, but I must trust that he is the Savior who is able to save me. And then finally, the last part of the reading from today, when the boat had made it to the other side, they recognized him and they brought to him all who were sick. So we saw how the Lord feeds with bread, feeds with his words, feeds us in communion and teaches us how to pray. The Lord comforts. He is the comfort of those in the storm. The Lord commands. He's in command of everything and he knows what's best for me. All I need to do is trust and obey. The Lord saves. Jesus saves, and he can save me as long as I cry out to him. Finally, here we see, of course, that Jesus heals. St. John Chrysostom also writes, "For neither did they approach him as before, dragging him into their houses and seeking a touch from his hand and directions from him in words. But now, in a far higher pattern and with greater self-denial and with more abundant faith, they tried to win themselves a cure. By now, the woman who had the issue of blood, remember the woman who was bleeding for 12 years, she just touched the hem of his garment. And now they learned the same trick from her. By now, the woman who had the issue of blood had taught them all to be constrained in seeking wisdom. And as the evangelist also implying that at intervals, Jesus visited various neighborhoods, when he says, when the men of that place recognized him, they sent round all that region and brought to him all that were sick. Far from abolishing their faith, this interval of miracles had made it even greater and preserved it vigorously. So St. John Chrysostom is saying, we can get a glimpse that the Lord was visiting those regions from time to time. That's why they recognized him and brought to him all who were sick. May the Lord give us all faith in him who alone can truly feed us with our needs and give us what's best when it's best and give us comfort at all times eternally. As he says, "Be of good cheer, it is I, do not be afraid." And as he commands us to walk on the water of the world but keep our eyes on him so that we do not drown in the affairs of the world. As he will immediately reach out his hands to save me if I cry out to him. And if I just touch the hem of his garment, I would be made perfectly well. Glory be to God forever. Amen.